Hi there, I'm one of the bereavement specialists at Winston Swish, and today I'm going to talk a little bit about expressing your grief when you have no memories of your person. When somebody important to you dies and you have no memories of them, it may feel complicated and difficult to know how to feel connected to them, especially as you get older. You may have no memories of your person or be unsure if the memories you do have are your own or ones that have been told to you by other people. Even if you feel you don't have any memories of your person, the grief can be just as consuming. And finding ways to connect to the person and build a sure sense and understanding of who your person was can be really helpful. Even a young baby can sense when a carer is no longer around. So your grief is just as valid as someone who spent years getting to know their person. Combining what you already know about your person's life and talking to other people who knew them and imagining how they might be now can all be really helpful exercises, and I'm going to talk you through some simple ways to get started. The first is called wishful thinking. We can start to think about the person who has died in the following ways. Physical appearance. Are there any photos of your person? What did they look like? What clothes did they wear? What did their hair look like? And what colour eyes did they have? What hobbies and interests did they have? Were they part of any clubs? Did they watch any TV shows or have a favourite film? Might they be the same as yours, do you think? Using memories from other people, find out about what they were like. Do you have any similarities or differences to them? Were they funny and told a lot of jokes? Or were they strict or silly? Or maybe both? Future events. Are there any things you wish they could do with this person who died? How could you maybe include them in a special day you have coming up? It's a good idea to write these ideas down, perhaps in a special book. That way you can return to it many times and add more if you think of something new or learn something new about your person. Think of yourself as an interviewer. Creating a quiz about your person who died can be a great way to explore other people's memories. You can interview family, friends, and then use these stories to add new pieces of information to your book about them. I'll give you some example questions, but these could be any questions you like. Is there anything you've always wondered and wanted to know about your person? Have a think, who might know the answer to the question? What was their favourite colour or favourite food? What football team did they support? What was their job? Did they have any hobbies? Might anyone have old videos of your person as a child or even as a grown-up? Seeing the way they move around and hearing their voice can be a very powerful way of connecting to your person. The next idea could be drawing up a timeline. Taking the time to plot your person's life along a timeline can help you get a better sense of who they were and what their life was like. Moments like their birthday, school, maybe their wedding day, their first job, your birthday. You may have heard about all these moments in passing, but seeing them in order can help you feel like you really understand your person and their life, and then also how your life is interwoven into theirs. As you start to get more information and memories of your person, write about them in a poem and a song, or if that's not your thing, then writing to them in a letter. Even though they won't be physically able to read the letter, it can be a surprisingly helpful exercise to write to them as if they would read it. You might be surprised by how much you want to tell them or which bits you feel are really important that they know. You can do this as many times as you like, or perhaps when something important and special has happened, or if something difficult that you're struggling with is going on. You may like to do something specific on special days, such as their birthdays or anniversaries of your person. These can start to become traditions that help you feel connected to your person year on year. Maybe making their favourite cake on their birthday and lighting the candle on it. You may want to visit the place of their grave or their ashes. Or perhaps it's going to a football match of their favourite team, eating at their favourite restaurant or ordering their favourite food to home. It can be anything you choose that makes you feel closer to your important person. Or perhaps you'd like to make a memory box. It's never too late to make a memory box for your person who has died. You may have some precious items that feel important, like letters, belongings, or photographs. There's no right or wrong thing to put in the box. When you feel like thinking about your person or telling someone about your person, all your special things will be ready in one place. You can use any box for this. It could be an old shoe box, a cardboard box, or you can buy special memory boxes as well. There's a video on our website about how to make these special boxes that you can have a look at if you're not sure how to do it. Perhaps you could add any letters that you write to your person inside the box as well. I hope these ideas have been helpful and that you might use some of them to think about how you can feel more connected to your special person that has died. As I said at the beginning, your grief is just as valid as someone who got to know their person for many years.
If you need more help, you can talk to us. Scroll down to find out how to speak to us or ask your parent, carer, or another grown-up to help you.